that down. Play that big orchestra one. This chord gets pretty unwieldy down here until you're used to it. That big one that we just did on the other one.
Yeah.
Instead of repeating it exact again.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you miss not having the flat five? Should we be thinking flat five? Otherwise, do you want to hear it? Do you really want to hear that?
I don't like it here. I'm good.
I don't mean on the dominant seven. I mean right now on the minor seven to begin the two.
Of the new key. I'm lost.
We've been in the G flat or F sharp right. key.
Yeah, now we're into the two.
Right.
Yeah, okay,
now,
right.
right there, do you miss the, not having a flat five?
And let me get back to what you're saying was unwieldy. This one. See,
we did this at one key higher. The lower you go, like right here, it's going to start to really get into unwieldy territory. You know, it's like.
It's the third string that doesn't want to ring.
Oh, you're even one fret lower. That gets even tougher.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, grabbing something like that in a hurry is tough.
That's a nice chord. So let's say you came out of the other key and you didn't do that. So you don't seem to mind that the flat five wasn't there because you didn't react initially, so I'll take it as a good sign that it won't matter.
On this set?
Right.
Okay. Let's hear it the first way again. I was trying to catch up.
It's funny. I'm reacting
that
now.
Cool.
I won't. Don't seem to mind. It's two minor seven flat five of the new key over the new five root. It's like a pedal bass thing.
Two minor seven flat five of the new key.
Right. So you could play some F sharp stuff to get you up in there. You know, any inversions, triads, anything, mm-hmm. man, any size chord, doesn't matter. The main thing is that we want to get to the C as a pedal tone, just for a different way to treat it. Instead of going two, you know, five.
Yeah.
We've heard a lot of two fives in the song, so
right.
we're gonna go pedal.
Okay.
So when we do that, we're going to put in one of my favorite.
So it's two over the
colors. The minor seven flat five on two over the five. You get. So here's the voice in C. Here's the flat third of the G. The flat five. The flat seven. And the melody's the 11 under the bar.
Oh yeah.
Now you added the root as well. You're not forbidden to do that.
Yeah.
Just you'll run out of fingers if you're plucking it simultaneously.
Yeah.
Now we've got to let go of the pinky, but worse things have happened. And then the A can ring while it writes. So. That's good. Wait a second. Here's something else on the side. I just want to try it. Really, I'm kind of craving that sound.
That's nice.
This is the. You know how we just did the two over the five?
Yeah.
Now we're going to do the five over the one. It's the same process, but pushed forward, where you anticipate the chord you're about to go to
right.
in the bottom. So here's the five. Here's the five. We'll put it on even the top seven strings just for a moment. It's a C7 flat nine.
Flat nine, right.
And here's the chord root of where we're about to go. It's a Bach device.
Oh, yeah. Does it go to...
Does it? I think the last time it maybe doesn't. One of those
Either
times
way.
It does a normal five. I, for some reason,
yeah.
had it stored in my mind that it's the last time, but I could be wrong, man. If it does the other one, then we might be better off staying here. Doing that. For some reason, I don't hear it each time doing that. Maybe I've played it wrong on these ears.
So this one was...
Do this
I'm
if
sure
you're
easier
hearing
without
it.
That. Machines are alive. Yes, machines. Life of their own, right? So the devices that we used were the two over five.
You have two half diminished over five. Here's a standard voicing. Here's a real easy voicing. Say you're in A minor. Here's an easy one to see. Here's B minor, 7, flat 5. Right, just like this chord with a flat 5.
Yeah.
Over E. If you're about to go to E, just flat out, middle finger, your three strings. And so it's like 2 of a minor key over the 5 root. Even in a major key, when you go... Michel Legrand loves to play the 2 half diminished over the 5. He just loves that sound. It's one of the first places I've heard it used a lot is in his writing. Bill Evans really dug it. Some players just kind of glommed onto that color and used it real well. It's pretty similar to a 4 minor over a 1.
Yeah,
I mean, it has a similar vibe when I hear that.
Yeah.
Just darker.
4 minor over 1, key of C.
Yeah, four like 4 minor 6, let's say.
4 minor 6.
Yeah, right. Stop me if you need to.
Yeah, we'll come
okay.
back. I was on it.
Okay, say this is C, right? A little 3-noter. Okay, so we have our C chord. F minor 6-9. These are from V1 chords, these ones up to flat 3, 5, 6, root up to 9.
Okay.
There's a pedalness about this kind of sound that's not dissimilar to the... That's 4 minor over 5, and this is 4 minor over 1. They're really related in my ear.
4 minor...
Here's F minor 6, like A minor moved up to F minor. Here's A minor, of course.
Yeah.
Take a minor finger with 2 fingers. To F minor.
Where am I?
Do you see the root? The root is... There we go.
Okay.
And we add the 6.
Oh, yeah.
And we get the pedal by doing a bar instead of a double string. So if you're backing up a singer...
No, we're functioning here as what? Have we switched keys?
Any key, the same. It's just when you hear 2 minor 7 flat 5 going to 5, 7 to 1.
All right.
Sometimes you can consolidate it all into the first chord, the 2 minor 7 flat 5, over the 5 pedal, which is identical to putting a 4 minor with a 6. Over that pedal too. It's not unlike just saying 4-5-1 or even just 4 over the 5 to the 1. Sometimes you will resolve 4 minor over 5 to 5 something else over the 5 to the 1.
Georgia does that.
Georgia.
That would be like 4 minor, you could consider that like a B flat major chord, B flat major 6 chord, to a G minor 7 flat 5 or a B flat minor 6 chord.
Let me see if I read you right.
4
you're
minor
about
6 and 2 half diminished.
Right. What I'm trying to say is there are, okay. I don't want to confuse these two concepts.
Yeah.
Most of the standards have a 4 minor in them.
Right.
But sometimes there's a 4 minor over a 5 that takes the place of a 2 half diminished to a 5. This is different than when 4 goes to 4 minor and goes back to 1. See, that's like bypass. There are tunes where it's written into. Say Night and Day, it starts on that. And we could have started on and the 5 bass. Yeah. It's like, it really is 2-5-1. It's just having the 5 and the bass. That's all that's different.
Right.
But yes, you're right. That is a 4 minor in Georgian if you were in F, and I'm assuming you were just in F.
Yeah, I just, because that's the key, I play Georgian, but I was just thinking that those two have crossed my mind a lot. 4 minor 6 is first inversion, 2 half diminished.
Got that right. That's true.
So, okay. Yeah.
Just subtle stuff.
Yeah, nice though. So we're in a 2-5-1 back to home key here.
Right.
And we did it by the pedal. Let's see now what this. Is that what I want? No. I want that.
Here's a way to remember this chord. We take this chord that you know and hopefully don't hate by now.
I love it.
G minor 7-5-5. That's a nice one. Yeah. So we take this chord, we keep the two middle notes intact, and we switch the parts in the outer voices. We make B flat and the G trade parts. Right. Then we realize that the melody won't be G, but it'll be C, so we just put the C on the top, and then we add all that over a bass.
Okay.
So that'll be clear, I hope, on the
tape. Yeah.
Just to see it. So when I see that, I still see that thing as the center of activity.
Okay, sure. Root.
Thanks for understanding.
Yeah.
That's my job. You guys pay attention. I love it.
No.
Good intuition.
Now we want this
7-5-7/1. Now this one, all we do to remember this so easy, we take E, our old standby, we move it up to C, make it a 7th chord, make it a flat 9 by raising the root, you're aware of that concept.
Yeah.
Then we drop the bass note out, we drop the bottom string out, then we pedal the chord we're about to go to in the bass. Right? You hear Bach do it all the time.
It's Chopin. Just a flat 9. I use that a lot in minor.
That's the flamenco flat 9 where you have the outside octave dissonance in there.
Yeah.
Where you've got the root and a flat 9 and an octave above it, so you've got an octave and a half there. That's the very flamenco one.
Like, so I get
notice in this one that we get a major 7, which is the opposite. See, this is the outside octave dissonance when you go. That's a more dissonant interval. They're all usable. You understand? I know you know that. This isn't quite as dissonant as an interval in major 7. So when we get this kind of thing, it's just a little easier to put certain sounds over certain bass notes for acoustic reasons. Remember, yeah. we're thinking of that as 5 over the 1, so sure. Yeah, right. Back home, right?
Yeah.
You've got all that stuff, right? Cool.
Yeah.
It is F, isn't it? That works. It's just one little thorny place, but it's not thorny once you play it all together.
At a better tempo, I think it works more.
It worked the first time you played it. I was looking down and I said, yeah, Kevin's doing it. So I didn't have any compunction. I didn't say, oh, there was a bad interval.
Slowly, it doesn't sound as good to me. It's chromatic to the dominant.
I'd probably end up with the typical thing. Typical for me, meaning I try to get an extra note, something. Thank you. Maybe not right away. Maybe I'd start it in lower key and then later satisfy at least once my urge to hear that thing really travel.
Yeah, yeah.
For now, we'll stay in the key that you're friendly with.
Yeah.
Now, let's do two things here. Get this baby away from the transformer. It's not good for it. And two, I'm going to put this here and we'll just adjust our guitar volume.
Experimenting with just mostly playing through both pickups, but cutting the back pickup out a little bit. But just the harmonics come through so much better when both pickups are on.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I sacrificed the harmonics for the cello sound. I want it to sound more like the low range of a clarinet or the sound of a cello. Man, something about neck pickup gives me that. But to each his own.
I have been that way for so long, but lately I've been feeling like I want to hear a brighter tone. I want to hear a cut through.
I don't blame you. I do play on these sometimes. You say you've got the tape going for this stuff?
Yeah.
You stop me if you need to.
Seventh in the bass.
5-1. I'm thinking D minor when I arrive here. Sequencing that.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking D minor. Sure.
Like this thing, was it?
Yeah, it's cute. I do like it. Yeah, I would just, I'd have to play around with it to find one I loved. You know?
Yeah.
For now, I'll just do.
That sounds like minor six, huh?
Yeah, it was. It's just I'm giving away the store too soon because
yeah.
I wanted to hear that again. Maybe I'll try the line and go try and raise it up and see what happens. It's going to come down again.
This move right here that I'm into bothers me. See. With the fourth finger doing it. It sounds too staccato. First chord you were starting the whole thing on.
Think of the third. Yeah, right, this one was.
Oh.
Maybe just one time I would do it necessarily each time.
Yeah, that's
it. I think I'd stay there.
considering that a dominant chord right there, right?
Yeah, just E7.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably do the chimes at least one time.
Oh, yeah, that's a... So you were...
I went down 4-3. I was back cycling in a sense of going 4-3-6-2.
Okay.
That's F sharp and B. To B minor 11.
So you cycled into B.
Right. I went from
cycle fourth into B.
Yeah, not quite cycle. I shouldn't use the word cycle when I'm not doing a real cycle. I should say I approached it by a series of typical jazz root moves.
Well, it's a cycle from there. You did a chromatic approach there.
Yeah, I just thought numbers. 4-3-6 likes to approach 2.
Four.
It's one of many ways to approach the 2.
Yeah. And the chords you use there...
I'm on the bottom strings for your tape machine. Just for the fatter tone that it gives on those strings.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing here.
Okay, so it's a...
This is 6. It's that same chord we did on E, but now F sharp.
Okay. Oh yeah. This is functioning. We do the 2-2, and then we're
right. Here's an easy way to see this chord. You take F sharp 7 in the middle four strings. You raise the root to the flat 9. You lower the fifth, and then you get the melody above it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
I've done those kind of moves many times. I mean, if you saw me in a club, I'd probably pull it out automatically. It's a typical jazz guitar move. This is our 2 chord. You'll need your first finger on that note, because you're going to need your second finger on this and that. Unless you want to do what you can do in this key only, chime them.
You can separate them. Let me
stop. I just double stop, basically. Double stop.
That's that same one.
Looks like it'll be harder, but it ends up being easier.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Instead of, that's harder to hold when we don't reverse.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in the low register, that becomes a real problem chord down there. I can just barely get it now after all these years. And I'm still not, I couldn't get it on a gig. If you said grab it, I can get this one if I concentrate. But I can't get this normal.
Yeah, I've been working on these. Like
no dominant, or no, what is it?
It's a B7 chord with a flat 9, sharp 9.
No, 3, that's right.
And a sharp 5.
You know what it is? My ear gets thrown into the minor domain when I don't hear the D sharp as well. But I've done it myself. By not having this note, I hear this is minor. That's why.
Yeah,
for a moment, I heard minor flat 9. That's why I reacted funny.
Minor flat 9.
Which is not as common.
Yeah.
I like it. Don't get me wrong. I've used it.
I like it. Yeah. It also works like. And let's see, I wouldn't use it there. I'd use like minor major somehow. Anyway.
I usually put the D sharp in so I can really hear that. This is a raised 9. I play it like this without the bass, putting D sharp in the bass, right, to hear the raised 9, or I'll reach up and get the thumb onto the top if I'm going to get the bass.
I don't want to mess with that right
now. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, that's nice. Now we're resolving to an A.
Key of F sharp, right? G flat or F sharp. Watch out for the wet paint around. Did you notice?
No.
Way out. Don't touch doors or anything. You're gonna get it. Although it is water. An L series one. You're
still thinking about that. Did I not
help you with that?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just tripping on it.
Yeah, there's a change in this new key, which I sound, when I'm doing it right now, I sound really rough, like I'm not comfortable with that, to F sharp. So we have that.
But Kevin, you come a long way. You got to talk nice to yourself about this stuff. I mean,
yeah.
You may not be thrilled with every moment of your arrangements,
yeah,
but you went...
It's coming along.
You came from a guy who wasn't playing these, if I remember.
Right.
Yeah. So you got to feel good.
I know. Then it does this.
Okay, we'll go this way just to keep your hands growing and learning.